Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
I've recently been diagnosed with genital warts. Is it ethical to even consider having sex again? I want to have sex, but knowing that I could potentially be spreading cancer is heavy stuff.
Many men and women have questions about the human papillomavirus, also called HPV, particularly given how often HPV is in the media these days, thanks to news about two vaccines, Gardasil and Cervarix, that can prevent the transmission of some but not all strains of HPV. The short answer to your question is that it is extremely common for people to have sex again after having been diagnosed with genital warts, which are caused by HPV. Now for the longer explanation. There are more than 100 strains of HPV. Somewhere around 40 of these can affect the genital skin. Only a few of these strains can cause genital warts, and only a few of these strains are linked to cancer. However, the strains that cause genital warts do not cause cancer. So if you've been diagnosed with genital warts, that does not mean that you have strains that are linked to various cancers. Then again, that doesn't mean that you don't have any of the HPV strains that have been linked to cancer. In fact, you might. But you know what? Many, many people have been exposed to HPV, and very few of them ever develop cancer. Just because an HPV strain has been linked to cancer does not mean that it will cause cancer. Most people with HPV do not ever develop cancer. In fact, most people with HPV do not experience any noticeable or problematic symptoms of infection. An estimated 60 to 80% of sexually active women and men will be exposed to HPV over the course of their lives. The vast majority of them will continue to have sex after they've been exposed to HPV or diagnosed with genital warts. So yes, you can continue to have sex and to seek out meaningful, pleasurable relationships with other people. That said, it would be kind and responsible of you to tell past and future partners about your diagnosis of genital warts. You may or may not pass HPV on to your partners, but you cannot cure yourself of the virus at the present time either. Then again, they may also have strains of HPV that they will pass on to you. Many people who have HPV don't even know it. Using a condom and limiting your number of sexual partners can help to reduce transmission. To learn more about HPV, visit the website of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention at www.cdc.gov. You can learn more about this website and other resources on our Kinsey Confidential website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenik, sexual health researcher and educator. You can find out more and submit your questions by visiting us online at kinseyconfidential.org.